with us for a news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon's watchdog found that War Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of the Signal messaging app put military personnel at risk. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The inspector general reviewed Hegseth's use of Signal to convey sensitive information about a military strike earlier this year. In a report to be released this week, the watchdog concluded that the defense secretary did not violate the government's classification rules, even though the use of a commercial messaging app put troops and their mission at risk. In response, the Pentagon spokesman called it a total exoneration of Hegseth and that this matter is resolved and the case is closed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says his negotiators had a good meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He would like to end the war. That's what they, that was their impression. Now, whether or not, you know, that was their impression. You know, their impression was that they'd like to see, he would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think he'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week.
Putin met with envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, but no progress was made to end the war on Ukraine. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas is thanking President Trump for pardoning him and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. Mr. Trump says that Cuellar and his wife Imelda were prosecuted because the congressman had been critical of President Biden's immigration policies. The president said Wednesday on social media that Cuellar bravely spoke out against open borders. On Wall Street, the Dow by 408 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian pastor faces jail time.
Derek Reimer of Calgary is already under house arrest for protesting against the Drag Queen Story Hour event at his local library. Now the courts have ordered him to write a letter of apology for his demonstration, threatening to put him in prison if he refuses. Reimer says he cannot apologize because that would be admitting that he is wrong. Canada's laws covering religious liberty and freedom of speech are not as expansive as those here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian authorities are mystified over the theft of a baby Jesus figure from a controversial nativity scene. Snatched from its crib on the Grand Place in historic old Brussels last weekend, this version of baby Jesus has no face. Artist Victoria Maria Geyer says she crafted the nativity figure without facial features so that people from all racial groups could see themselves in it. This is SRN News. Stocks getting closer to record territory.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes back near their record levels. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 408 points. That's about 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. One report showed that hiring was weaker than expected last month. A second one said growth for U.S. services businesses was better than forecast. Traders are still hoping that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again when it meets next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will push a new requirement that the Fed's regional bank presidents live in their districts for at least 3 years before taking office, a move that could give the White House more power over the agency. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.